My name is Father Andre, and I've been in Italy for 2.5 years. Prior to that, I was in Australia. I'm a late vocation and was involved in a number of businesses prior to entering the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. Turning now to the Acts of the Apostles, we know that there was a gathering after the ascension of our Lord into heaven. We're talking some 50 days after the resurrection. The apostles were afraid, and they had their first novena of prayer, and Our Lady was also there, and they were praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter and the Advocate. And you'll know that those two terms, Comforter and Advocate, also apply to Our Lady, because the Holy Spirit operates through her, as we found when she prayed at the Annunciation. The Holy Spirit came upon her and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. She was the one who conceived the head of the church, Jesus Christ. And again, we find that when she gathered with the apostles and the disciples in the upper room, just before Peter proclaimed fearlessly the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus had risen from the dead, we notice that it is Our Lady again, it's her prayer, as was in the Annunciation, which brought about the coming of the Holy Spirit, so that they were strengthened and fortified and ready now to proclaim Jesus Christ to the world. Our Lady gave two births, birth to the head of the church, Jesus himself, and birth to the church. So when we have this particular birthright from the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, we know that she plays a very important role in our salvation. We know that she was necessary for redemption. God deemed it that way. He could have gone another way to bring about the redemption, but he chose this way so that he could have a body which would suffer, because suffering was so important, and he allowed his own mother to suffer. So important is this. We need to accept the suffering which is given to us, providing it is the will of God. And in so doing, we can then be co-redeemers, as Our Lady is the co-redemptrix. We become cooperators also in the redemption by releasing the merits which have been gained at Calvary. We are able to give the resurrected Lord. The resurrected Lord is so close to you now, perhaps some of you do not realise it, here in the Eucharist. We come into his space. He occupies space because he is truly and really present in the Blessed Sacrament. Mary spent much time with Jesus in the Eucharist when he himself ascended into heaven, in the way that he was sacramentally now present in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lady was very low-key throughout the gospel message. She herself didn't want any proliferation of the role that she played. She is not recorded having any miracles, yet she had the power of God, because we know at Cana she had a very important role to play as that of mediatrix of all graces, where she asked Jesus to act, to do something. She is your mother. She has a particular role for your sanctification, and that is necessary, because that is what we're asked to do to reach perfection. Let us recall also the importance of devotion to Our Lady, because there are many errors diffused. So powerful is this woman. She is the crusher of the serpent. She's the one who exposes the errors which are in people's hearts. That role was given to her from the moment that she had the word spoken from Simeon, and your heart will reveal the hearts of many. That sword which plunged mystically into her at that particular moment, 40 days after the time when Jesus was born, again plunged into her heart at the foot of the cross. Our Lady exposes our sins, and that's the importance of divine mercy, because once compunction enters, as Peter spoke, compunction entered into the hearts of the Jews. What do we do? They realised what they had done. Now confess your sins, repent, and then they were baptised, and then they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, the Spirit which raised God from the dead, is the Spirit which we receive at baptism. As Longinus pierced the side of Jesus, out came water and blood. The blood is the Eucharistic blood, soul, body, divinity of Jesus Christ, and the water is the water of baptism, which gives us a renewal. And Our Lady brought this into being by being the mother of the sacraments, because Jesus himself acts through the sacraments. So we see that Our Lady plays this role in every word of Scripture, because she is the mother of the Word. You'll find there's a Marian dimension. And that's what we need to highlight, because unfortunately, even within the church, there's a diffusion today to bring about the unimportance of the woman who brought redemption, the woman who is the one of whom God chose to distribute the peace to the world today. She is our mother, and in so doing, we need to be her children. To be her children, we're to do what she asks us to do, and that is to do whatever he tells you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.